Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Galliano strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Brock reaches second base with a double. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Landrum tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hendley bunts in front of the plate. Uecker fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uecker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krug throws to second, with Kessinger covering, and has Flood trapped. There's the throw to Santo, who tags Flood for the out. Uecker moves to second. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Uecker scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Phil Galliano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Galliano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1-1. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Stewart moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hendley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Uecker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uecker is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Shannon moves to third. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Uecker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uecker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Uecker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Galliano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Krug and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Krug reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Chris Krug. Harry Bright pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Don Dennis now pitching. George Altman pinch hits for Harry B.R. George Altman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Altman is walked intentionally. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Bob Uecker. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Flood moves to second. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Mike Shannon. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Bob Skinner now playing right field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Jerry Buchek pinch runs for Tito Francona. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote takes first base on ball four. Buchek moves to second. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.